Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk with a pediatrician about immune health for the whole family. And I just want to mention, I haven't had one of my coughing fits that I have, and I blamed on the studio. Now I know that's true because for the past few weeks, the first thing I do when I come in is to plug in my ion generator, my ion box, and that seems to have cleared out whatever it was that was antagonizing my throat. So if you're interested in having one to clear the air of dust, pollen, allergens, and even bacteria and viruses, just go to the homepage of hbnshow.com, and there's a picture of one below the CBD, the yellow CBD ad on the right. Click on that, and it'll take you where you need to go. They're small, portable, inexpensive, really working for me here. It's an example of something that for some people is not a problem, and for other people it is. And I often on this show we mention it, but it's almost always part of what we're talking about, and that is how to be by nature healthy. And that's by following the prime directives, which are give the body everything it needs for optimum function and don't gum up the works with excesses it can't handle. Sometimes something is good in small amounts and not good in large amounts. Let's take the unfortunate tropical storms brewing up in the Gulf. A little rain is good, that much not good. Just wish we could redirect it to California with their 500 forest fires, because there a tropical storm would be a blessing. In the blog this week, I handle some things that are not safe in any dose. We have no nutritional need for mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and so I talk about the heavy metals and aluminum, which is not technically a heavy metal from its atomic weight, but certainly is a metal we don't need and is causing mischief in the body. That's the second part of the prime directive, gumming up the works with something the body can't handle, at least in these quantities. And so if you get the newsletter, you already know this, but you can go to the website and click on the blog for this week, and there are resources and ideas about what to do about the heavy metals. And, of course, the first most logical thing is to stop taking so many in, and that requires some changes in the way we usually do things, diet and household products and so on. So I guess we'll just see you on the other side of this break. And by the way, the commercials, if you're listening because you said Alexa play whatever or Google play, you're going through iHeartRadio and they plug in their own commercials, so some of them won't be ours. If they're banks and cars and so on, that's not us. We'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
I didn't mention that in the second half of the program, I'm the guest. I have a co-host that's going to interview me about one of my books. Right now, we are privileged to have with us Dr. Johanna Vernon. She is a board-certified pediatrician practicing in Logan, Utah. She's been a doctor for over 10 years, and she's worked in a hospital. Her focus is probably not really, and I want to ask her about this, what she was taught in medical school, which is building health, not merely treating symptoms. And she actively discourages the overuse of antibiotics and other commonly used medications because of their unplanned consequences and side effects. She's a strong advocate for safer, more reasoned approaches to health care, including improved diets, lifestyles, and mindfulness in choosing healthy options. We're going to talk today about family immune health and the importance of looking at the big picture. Good morning, Dr. Vernon.
Good morning.
Well, I appreciate your being with us today. We haven't talked to a pediatrician in quite a while, and we have all kinds of questions these days about children and the current coronavirus environment. And at the base is how well their immune systems work, and I know you're going to help us understand that there's a lot going on in the body, things that we can affect that don't have anything to do with a vaccine. So, you know, these are challenging times, go to school, not to go to school, and so on. But what are some of the things that you suggest that patients can do, steps that they can practically take that are going to make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of them are just kind of those basic steps, just those common sense steps that we should be using whether there's coronavirus or not. So regular and thorough hand washing. If we're sick, trying to stay home and limit exposure to other people. We're trying to avoid going out, especially during this time when there's a pandemic, so kind of trying to stay home and using face masks. The last one has kind of been a controversy, and there's a lot of opinions out there. But in my opinion, it's something that's very easy to do that shows that we can, you know, respect the health of others and kind of keep our germs to ourselves and slow down the spread of infections. But the other thing is also just overall keeping our stress levels under check, having a healthy diet, and taking care of our bodies before we get sick so that our bodies are ready to handle an illness if we do get sick.
I want to get back and focus on a couple of those points, but just to follow up on masks, I want to direct listeners to the blog that I wrote on July 1st. It's all the pros and cons of masks, and one of the most interesting things, I've updated it lately, is a Duke study where they looked at all the different kinds of masks. They found a way to measure the effectiveness, and they state which kinds are best. And of course, in the hospital, they want the medical grade and the N95, whatever kind of mask. The ones that look like they're pretty official that have a little vent on the outside, those aren't good at keeping the germs in. Homemade ones, if they're of fairly dense fabric and there are a couple layers and they fit your face well, those do work. So I don't wear one when I'm outdoors, especially if I'm alone, but I wear one when I go into a restaurant. Obviously take it off when I eat, because otherwise it's pretty messy. And I wear one going into retail stores and so on. So that's how I sorted it out, what I came down to. But you mentioned sugar, and I think you did when you were talking about a diet. We know that we've said many times on the show that there's actually research showing a damaging effect to the immune system with a load of sugar, and it lasts for several hours. I know that there's research that shows that something like two-thirds of the products in the grocery store have added sugar. Not a problem when you're eating vegetables. How do you have any tricks about how you get children to eat their vegetables? You never have any trouble getting them to eat a Pop-Tart or Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
But what about the stuff they should be eating?
Yeah, I mean, that gets tricky. Even with things like yogurt, you know, yogurt has some good benefits with probiotics. The problem I have with a lot of the yogurt in the store is it's so high in sugar. And a lot of it is just kind of that artificial sweetener kind of, you know, cotton candy flavored yogurt. So one thing I usually recommend to my patients is, even as an infant, don't start out with sweetened foods to give to your babies. Start out with vegetables that aren't very seasoned, so kids get used to those more basic, healthy, natural flavors, and starting to enjoy, you know, just natural peas without all of the seasonings and natural peaches, and enjoying some of those natural sweet flavors. You know, one of the things in past clinics I've worked in that I've really, where I haven't been involved very much in the clinic, one thing that always bothered me is that we would give the kids, after a procedure or whatever, a sucker. And that drove me crazy, because moms would give them the sucker even at 6 months of age. And I'm thinking, you don't need to get them that used to that much sugar at that young of an age. So in my own clinic, what I try to do is just fruit leather or things like that that will get kids used to some of those natural, natural nature sugars and not cotton candy flavor.
Well, exactly.
And I think once... And I think, you know, even getting kids used to one thing my daughter loves to eat, and everybody laughs about it, but since she was young, I gave her kimchi. And she'll eat kimchi by jarfuls at the age of 12. So it is possible. I mean, you will run into picky kids, but it is possible to kind of acclimate their flavors at a young age to something that's a little more healthy.
I think you do have to start very early and try more than once, because the first time you give a Brussels sprout, chances are you're going to get a negative reaction. But after they've been exposed to it 27 times, you've broken down their resistance. And I worry when I see toddlers being fed the little yellow fish crackers like that's baby food. It's really not. That's getting them started expecting things to be salty and cheesy and so on.
Right.
Do some of these basic things really make a dramatic difference? Have you noticed?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because I always feel like simple simple changes and simple answers have the biggest effect. If we kind of step back and go back to the basic things that nature provided us, it seems to be that that has the most long-lasting effect on health. And that's what I love, is that looking at the big picture, making small changes is what's the best thing. It's hard to tell a teenager that's struggling with obesity or pre-diabetic, you know, you need to cut all of this stuff out of your diet and make these drastic changes. But what I've found is the easiest thing is to go step by step. You know, if we're going to cut out sugar, maybe we don't say you've got to cut out Pop-Tarts and pop and everything, but maybe going little by little. And once you take some of those baby steps, before you know it, you take multiple baby steps and a big step has been taken. So that's what I kind of like doing.
Well, and once they start feeling the effects of it, they have more energy, their skin clears up and so on. Now you've got a believer who will take those next steps. And I would go for the sweet sodas first, but
yes, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear in the opening about the prime directives? Give the body everything it needs and not too much of stuff it can't handle. Does that resonate?
Yes, definitely.
And we have kind of forgotten that we are a community and that we have trillions of bacteria in the intestinal tract that help run the body in a major way. And we also have to worry about the care and feeding of those. And maybe we can focus on that a bit when we come back. My guest is Dr.
Absolutely.
Johanna Vernon. Please stay tuned.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
If you turn on any channel, and you have a choice these days of, 500 of them, pick up any newspaper, you will be buried in news about COVID-19. But I really would like listeners, if you ever see them talking about how to build up your immune system with a good diet and lifestyle, let me know, because it'll be the first time I've seen that. But that's what we want to talk to my guest today, Dr. Johanna Vernon, about. She is a pediatrician practicing in Utah. There's a link to her practice in the archive of today's show. You go to hbnshow.com, click listen, and then you'll see archives, and you go to the today's date, and there will be a link to her there. So we were talking about getting the saboteurs of our immune system out of our diet, and that, indeed, that's what the blog was in part about this week, because these heavy metals are hard on your immune system, and they're hard on our gut bacteria, which, if people would remember, that 70% plus of our immune system is located in the intestinal tract, then you'd have a little more respect for what's going on down there. Is that something that you've noticed in your practice?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if we watch how healthy we are with our diets, stress level, everything like that, immunity falls into place. Everything in our body is so interconnected, and so taking care of your whole body is so important.
Well, the original plan, I think, was just wonderful, and if we would stop sabotaging it, we'd be in a lot better shape. And it's only recently that we've understood the importance of these gut bacteria. And in my book, The Probiotic Cure, I talk at length about all of the different ways that it affects us. And keeping the bugs healthy and happy is part of that. And one of the reasons for having a good diet is because it keeps those colonies of good bacteria doing their job, feeding them what they need. And as far as supplements go, for many, many years, I've recommended Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And in my book, I started from scratch and proved all over again why I'm such in favor of that particular one, because it's the only one that is fermented foods. And you mentioned that your daughter will eat kimchi. God bless you for getting her accustomed to that, because lots of good research showing kimchi is useful because it is a fermented food that feeds the gut bacteria. Have you had some experience with Dr. O'Hara's in your practice?
Yes, absolutely. And what makes it kind of convenient is that it's, you know, you get those benefits of having fermented foods, but it's so convenient. You can just take it in a pill. So that's what makes it convenient. You can take it on the go. You don't have to have offensive smells in the office when you take your sauerkraut to the office and everybody's like, what's that smell? You can just pop a pill in. So that's what makes it super nice.
And I often will chew them. If I'm having some stomach distress after a meal, I don't want to wait for it to go all the way through my system and do its thing. I want the benefits of what's in the capsule right in my stomach or in the esophagus, wherever that problem is. And it tastes good to me. I like the taste of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
That's something you can do with children, even, is they can tell them it's a gummy bear or whatever, and they'll chew it up and get the benefits. And I don't think it makes a big difference to the overall effect of it, whether you take it with a meal or you take it on an empty stomach. So that's another convenience. Doesn't need to be refrigerated, so you have it with you wherever you go. You mentioned earlier,
yes,
yogurt, and advertising would have us believe that yogurt's what we need, that we'll be regular and everything will be hunky-dory if we eat yogurt. Well, assuming we avoid the really ridiculously sugary ones, is yogurt enough?
I I think yogurt is better than nothing. But what I like about Dr. O'Hare's is that it's concentrated. I think it would take quite a bit of yogurt to get a significant amount of the probiotics in there. And, of course, it depends on the brand. But with Dr. O'Hare's probiotics, you get a selection of the 12 different strains of probiotics in the formula. And the key one is the bifidobacteria. So I think that not only convenience, but you get that concentration of the probiotics in that pill without having to have all of the excessive sugar or maybe not as an effective probiotic that may be in some of the brands of yogurt.
Yes, the 12 strains that they start with, they also feed them the kinds of foods that would be wonderful if we were eating, the herbs and organic vegetables and seaweeds and so on, and they take those foods and turn them into the things that benefit us, the postbiotics, and you get a very limited amount of that with the yogurt, and a lot of people are dairy sensitive, so there's another reason for doing that. What about when you're taking an antibiotic? A lot of confusion about that. Do you? I've even heard people thought, well, you have antibiotic, probiotic. They must fight each other, so I don't want to take the probiotic. I might hurt the antibiotic, which is nonsense. But what is your recommendation about taking probiotics in association with antibiotics?
Well, and what's funny about that argument is I worry about it more the other way, that the antibiotic is hurting the probiotic and all the good bacteria in our body.
Absolutely.
So what I often recommend is staggering, if we do have to do an antibiotic, staggering the probiotic. So I normally recommend taking the antibiotic and then waiting a couple of hours and giving children a dose of the probiotic to sort of replenish what the antibiotic is destroying.
Oh, that makes
sense. So giving a little break.
Yeah. But you don't wait until you're finished with the antibiotic. And I just heard today about the research saying, no, you don't need to take all 10 days of the antibiotic. When the symptoms go away, you can stop. But to wait 10 days, 2 weeks, and start the probiotic, you've already lost a lot of ground. So I think it makes perfect sense to do them concurrently, just not at the same time of day. Is that
Right. And I also recommend taking the probiotics for, you know, I mean, there's no limit on how long you can take it, but at least 3 weeks following the completion of the course of antibiotics, because we it's important to get our health. You know, our body has taken a big hit with an infection. So let's rebuild our immune system and our health by taking the probiotic for some time after the antibiotic as well.
I've read that it may take as long as a year to get everything back in shape from an antibiotic, which is another reason, besides the risk of developing resistant strains, for not overdoing the antibiotics. And I was glad to read that you're cautious about that and only use them when they're really necessary. We've only got a minute or so left. Tell us about stress. You mentioned that earlier as one of the factors in our health and therefore our immune systems.
Yeah, you know, it's always been my thing is that stress plays huge into the health of our bodies. And so we need to look out for our well-being in that way and staying positive and looking for better days. And that, to me, does a number on making us feel better overall.
Well, this has been fun. You've been a great help. I appreciate your time today, Dr. Vernon. And again, folks, you can get a link to her practice by going to hbnshow.com, click listen on the menu, and in the archives, today's date, there's a link to that. And then there's also information about what's coming up in the second half of the show, Jack Brown interviewing me. It's kind of fun. So please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Trace minerals are nutrients that we need only in tiny amounts. However, they have a big impact on health because they are required for hundreds of important enzymes and processes in the body. Selenium is one of those amazing trace minerals. It is needed for thyroid hormone and is a part of glutathione, the master antioxidant. It also helps zinc become more usable, and it keeps toxic mercury from accumulating. Read more about selenium benefits in the library on HBNShow.com. Unfortunately, because of modern farming methods, there is less selenium in food. Not all selenium supplements are equally effective. Gero Formulas studies the science and uses the forms of nutrients that do the most good. Host Marty Winneken takes Gero Selenium Synergy. It contains a highly effective form, methylselenocysteine, plus three other nutrients that help selenium promote antioxidant protection against free radicals. Ask for Gero Selenium Synergy at your favorite natural food store. Visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com for high-quality, innovative health formulas.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on HBNShow.com. Order today at Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
This is going to be special, something I've wanted to do for some time. You're familiar with the voice of Jack Brown. He's the vice president at Lily of the Desert, the world's best aloe vera company, in my opinion. And usually he's on the phone and I'm interviewing him. But I just did the editing on the fourth edition of my aloe vera book. It's called Aloe Vera, Modern Science Sheds Light on an Ancient Herbal Remedy. And as I'm going through that, I thought, my goodness, there is so much really, in some cases shocking, but really interesting information in this, and we haven't been able to bring that out on the radio. So I said, why don't we take Jack's broadcast voice and turn him into a temporary host on the show and just switch positions here and have him interview me about the book. So that's what we're going to do. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Marty. Now you're in the hot seat for a change.
I know. I mean, asking the questions isn't all that hard. Now, I'm just going to turn it over to you and let her rip.
Well, that's great. Glad to be here. Glad to see you again and glad to be a part of your
program. Yeah, in person.
Yes. Usually we've had to do this on the phone because of schedules, but certainly nice to be in the control room for a change. I want to jump right in. We're going to kind of talk a lot today on this first piece that we're coordinating together, but we'll start with our topicals. But some of it's just general questions, like why have we loved aloe vera throughout recorded history? It's been around a long time. So in your book, you expound on that somewhat. So I'll let
Well, and it's really the reason that I wrote the book. I've been a fan of aloe vera since the early 80s, and I've been working in the field and learning more about it for a long time, even before I met you and realized that Lily of the Desert, just the premier company in the field. And the recorded history goes back 4,000 BC. So, you know, what's old is new again. But in the old days, they only knew about a limited number of things. They knew that it was good on the skin. They knew about it for constipation, indigestion. These days, and we'll talk about that because I'm going to have you back to dig into the internal use of aloe vera. But we're now appreciated for heartburn, cholesterol, allergies, prediabetes, and all kinds of other things. But topically, it's been known a long time, and I imagine most of our listeners know that aloe vera is good for sunburn, for kitchen burns. Maybe they know about it for wounds and abrasions, rashes, and infections, even in animals. And I do want to talk a little later about pets.
Yeah, it has been known, as you pointed out, for thousands of years for the soothing effect that it has.
Yeah, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you, you've told me before about Alexander the Great. He was a warrior king, something like 300 BC. What was the story about him and aloe vera?
You know, it's kind of interesting. About 300 BC, he was known as the conqueror of the world. That's what he was known at throughout history. He was a young king, and he conquered the known world at the time. But one of the things he, as he was conquering, he knew the value of aloe to his soldiers for health and skin and all the benefits that aloe brings. And he literally fought a huge battle to conquer an island in the Mediterranean where aloe grew. So it was kind of an interesting tale that here's this world conqueror, but he knew enough to say, I need aloe as part of my regimen for my soldiers. So that's kind of an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, they couldn't exactly fly in helicopters with medical supplies from headquarters.
No, not from where he went in the known world, that's for sure. You know, your book covers a lot of the beauty and anti-aging benefits, and I think it's important to hear you talk about it because that's a big part of why people put aloe on their skin.
I probably, if I really wanted to sell more of these books, I would have just made it about it, about aloe for beauty, because that's what people will spend money on. And talking about the history, I mean, going back to Cleopatra and Queen Nefertiti, I'm never sure I'm saying that one right. They knew about it for beauty and for anti-aging. And it turns out they know what they were doing, because a modern study, and this was in women over age 45, they found that consuming aloe gel, and I want to mention this because you've got to kind of do it on the inside and the outside for the beauty and the anti-aging, but they consumed aloe gel for 90 days. They significantly improved wrinkles and elasticity in sun-damaged skin. So that's kind of a shocker. And one of the keys to healthy-looking skin, which, of course, is more attractive, is moisture. Moisturizers that I see on the market, most of them are oil-based. They clog up the skin. They don't even feel very good on the skin. Aloe vera can hydrate not just on the top, but three layers down, three dermal layers to keep skin really moisturized. And a lot of these fancy schmancy skincare products say that. With collagen, I have not seen any evidence that smearing collagen on top of the skin is going to do anything to build up underneath the skin. So it's very limited. But aloe vera stimulates the body to create more collagen, and it regenerates cells. So a third thing I see in a lot of fancy skincare preparations is vitamin C, and they brag about it. Well, not only does aloe have its own antioxidants, when you drink it, it's been shown to help us absorb 20 times as much vitamin C. And aloe seems to help reduce scarring and age spots. So there's all kinds of appearance reasons to put aloe vera on the outside and to drink it for all those other benefits that we'll talk about at a later time.
You know, Lily is very much about the science of aloe. That's what we're known for. We're your leader in science and technology. What does the science say about aloe?
Well, it caught science's attention the first time back in the 1930s when they discovered that it would help heal radiation burns. And we know from the science that aloe promotes faster healing and helps prevent infection. And as far as the topical things, it's being researched and has been researched for, just name it, pretty much anything on the skin, eczema, psoriasis, diabetic sores and ulcers, bed sores, fungal infections, abrasions, frostbite. Canker sores, which is also just the skin inside the mouth. And that's topical. The scientific findings are just piling up, and we'll cover that a lot more in our next interview, because when you get into the internal stuff, it's just crazy town.
What do you think they discovered, or what have they discovered about how aloe actually works?
Well, that's the thing with science. They don't seem to care if over 1,000 years people have said, this does so-and-so, we get this benefit. They'll say, yeah, well and good. I want to know how it does it. So they're all about mechanisms. And what we found is that on the skin, besides moisturizing, there's a pain reliever in it that's kind of a cousin to aspirin that will soothe. That's why when you put it on, besides being cooling and moisturizing, there's actually a pain reliever. And if you get a good aloe, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, because people are often bamboozled into buying something that says aloe on the label and they aren't getting the benefit, but helps create a collagen. They know that. They know it reduces inflammation and that it provides antioxidants, antiviral, antibacterial. And when you drink it, it helps you absorb nutrients and transport those nutrients and helps you utilize them. So I don't know if they've looked at that for the skin, but they should, because there's probably some limited effect of that, too, of just moving the nutrients around. Oh, I guess I'm back to being the host for a minute here. When we come back, we're going to dig a little deeper into this topic and tell you how to get a copy of my book if you'd like to have one. So stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. My guest host today is Jack Brown from Lily of the Desert. Please stay with us. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, Call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
And we're back. I'm Marty Wittig, and my co-host today is Jack Brown. He's the vice president at Lily of the Desert, and we're talking about my book, Aloe Vera, Modern Science Sheds Light on an Ancient Herbal Remedy. And I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Jack Brown.
Co-host, I feel so important now. It's just a status I've never had before. Well, co-host of a radio program.
Right now you are the host, so you just got a promotion.
I did, didn't I? Most people think that the aloe plant is some kind of cactus because it does grow in the desert. It's called a desert plant. It requires water, but not a great deal. And too cold, it will freeze. It seems to me in a likely prospect to really become a combination first aid and some kind of superfood herbal remedy. It's historically known as a miracle plant or medicine plant. Kind of give us a little more information that you uncovered about the plant itself.
It hit me just while I was preparing for this show, and it's very embarrassing. The aloe plant is actually a member of the lily family. It's related to onions and asparagus. What I never connected is that that's where the name Lily of the Desert came from. There are 500 varieties of aloe. Not all of them are aloe vera, but most widely used in topical applications and in drinking juice is aloe vera. It's a really interesting plant that it can survive in these really harsh conditions, and it has a very waxy, tough hide on the outside and the peel, and spines which kind of protect it from animals and also allow it to absorb more sunshine. It has little pores that are closed in the day to keep the moisture, and they open at night to absorb CO2. It's very self-healing. It has a lot of properties for retaining moisture. Inside that peel, anybody who's ever had an aloe plant and cut it open, you could see that there's a yellow sap inside the peeling. And that is not something you want to mess with. It kills skin cells and is removed from commercial products because it's not good. And internally, it's a harsh laxative. So all of the reputable companies remove that. But if you're dealing with fresh leaves ever for any use, whether you're just putting it on a burn or road rash or whatever, slice the leaf open and take out the gel from the inside and don't mess with that yellow sap.
Yeah, that yellow sap is part of what is technically known as the anthraquinone fraction, and it's full of aloin. And aloin is a very poisonous part of the plant, and it's naturally about 16,000 parts per million in it. All the companies commercially, we all filtered down. Right now, Lily is at less than one part per billion of aloin. It's almost atmospheric. So it is known to have a negative, and we'd get rid of the negative. It's the only negative in the plant that we found. So,
well, we aren't going to talk about this any other time. I want to bring it up because it just demonstrates how goofy the government is, that they want to test the safety of aloe. They throw a leaf in a blender and then feed it to some animals. The animals don't do well. They don't know enough to take out the yellow sap, but that's really a story for another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, at one of our next times we'll get to visit. You say that aloe in your book contains over 200 biologically active compounds. What are some of the more important ones?
Well, vitamins. We already mentioned vitamin C, but also vitamin E. And I found researching this, I was very surprised that aloe vera is the only plant source of vitamin B12. I mean, that's usually something that we get from animal foods or we make our own. And vitamin B12, we've done whole shows on it, so important for brain and nervous system function and synthesis of our DNA and so on. Aloe vera also has minerals, including zinc, and they're in the right ratios, so you don't have to worry about that. And then it has 20 of the 22 essential amino acids, building blocks of protein, plant sterols. But the real magic comes from polyphenols. The polysaccharides are these long-chain carbohydrates. They're the key to really a lot of the aloe's magic. And if you don't process it properly, you break them down into simple sugars, they don't work anymore. That's kind of the highlight.
How do you recommend aloe is used topically?
Well, I have three tubes of Lily of the Desert's aloe jelly. I have one in the kitchen because I can't seem to stop touching the wrong parts of the stove. I have one in my medicine cabinet in the bathroom because I make up a concoction with some vitamin E and vitamin A, and I so on, put aloe in it. And then I have one on Bill's side of the bathroom to keep him from taking mine. This aloe jelly is a really clean product, very high in 99, says on the front 99%, and you can use that for almost everything. If you've got a sunburn, you can spread it around. You can soak a bandage with it for a wound. I also make a spray bottle when the dogs get hot spots. I use the liquid aloe and spray it, keep it in the refrigerator so it doesn't spoil, and then spray it on the dog, and it's so soothing. Jack, I've got a question for you. What should we keep in mind if we're shopping for aloe vera topical product?
I think the big thing is a lot of companies, because they know the consumer knows the benefits of aloe on their skin, and a lot of them put with aloe. They'll have a whatever.
They wave a leaf over the top.
That's right. You mentioned earlier about it reaching three epidermal layers. None of that occurs, at least unless you have a 30% minimum concentration of aloe in the product. Anything less than that, and you are not going to really get any aloe benefits that we've talked about today. So at least 30%. Ours is, like you said, at the 99% factor of our jelly. Everybody has an anecdotal, and I had one too, and I won't share it right now because of our granddaughter, but she did the same thing. Hot stove, got it taken care of. But make sure that the product does have a very high concentration of aloe.
Yeah, and you probably want to watch out for preservatives and chemicals, because if you put those on anything really irritated, those are going to sting. And the easy thing for me is you just stick with the lily of the desert, and then you don't have to worry about it. Please tell us just briefly, because we don't have much time left here, the special way that lily of the desert aloe is grown and produced. And in the next interview, we'll talk about gel versus juice. But I want to make sure people know where they can buy the product, and also throw that in there too.
Yes, we are in 99% of every health food store in the country. So the jelly is in almost all of those locations. We grow it ourselves. We process it ourselves, and we bottle it and distribute it. There's not another aloe out there that does all three and owns the product the way we do.
And they're organic leaves.
And it's an organic leaf, organically grown.
You can't ask for much more than that, but you get more than that because they also do clinical research. We'll touch on that more in the next interview. This has been great fun. Hey, and don't forget the book that I talked about. Just go to hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Aloeceuticals.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. Long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I really am a big fan of Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera because of how particular they are for every step, and they control all of the steps. If you'd like to have a copy of my book, and it is the fourth edition, and it's had some revisions, and it's certainly a way lot better looking book than it was before, it's complimentary. I don't sell anything on Healthy by Nature. However, I want to make this book available. It does cost us something to pack it up and take it to the post office and the postage and so on. So there's a $5 fee for just handling and shipping. I mean, what you need to do is pretty simple. Just go to healthybynatureshow.com or the short version, hbnshow.com. Look for the picture of the book on the front and click on it. And payment is made by PayPal. If you haven't used PayPal, it's really a great way to make payments. You can have it come out of your credit card, but instead of having your credit card all over the place with different online purchases, what you can do is you just set up an account, which is like just give them your name and email address. I think it's not much more than that. And then it will charge your credit card account, but I think it's just much safer way to do it. And then they send us the money to the radio show, and we then cover our costs, because this is not legally a nonprofit, but it's not done for profit, and we're just really tickled anytime we can break even. So I'd like to give it away for free and include the shipping, but we just can't manage that. So I'm just really happy that you were able to listen to this program and listen to the other one on aloe vera, because we broke it into two parts, the one on the topical and the one on the internal. So both of them have different information that came out of the book, and there's a lot more in the book that we couldn't cover. And I just want to thank Lily of the Desert for sponsoring Healthy by Nature. They've been a big help to us over the years. I'm a big fan. Like I say, I recommend it to anybody just as a daily supplement. Take your other pills with it, with that liquid, and you'll get a lot more out of them. Much better absorption. Well, thanks, folks. Hope we'll talk to you again soon.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Aloeceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.